It'll probably be about a week before you see it, because I'm traveling next week, but then I'll get with Arlen the following week and we'll get something out.
When are you out, Arlen?
We can also mention the increase in Carolina Beach, right?
I think Willard's doing a good job of mentioning that. I don't know if we need
but
to.
But I'm talking about the treatment plan, I mean, our policy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll put it in there.
I actually leave the morning after that council, the June council meeting. So.
Oh, the morning after the June council
meeting? Yeah, not for a week.
All right. Okay.
So it has to be approved at that meeting.
Well, we're going to have to answer.
It'll be rest in session.
Yeah.
No, I think we've kind of worked through the issues, so I think we're at this point.
I mean, we'll see what happens when people come to the meeting. It'll be in the paper. People know about it. I mean, we've never kept our budget secret, and if people want to give feedback, that's what their job is, right?
So, you would be great if people will have a fire degree of your residence.
That's right.
Yeah. And it'd be great if more people like Kathleen would have showed up to hear all the details.
Right.
So, what about feedback on our process, citizens, representative for the citizens?
I want to tell you, I'm so glad that I'm doing this because I have knowledge that most people don't.
Yeah.
And when people start to complain about their taxes going up or their funding going up or something, I can shut them down and tell them why. And because I think most people think that this happens behind closed doors, and they need to understand that this is all open.
Yep.
And I'm very disappointed. And I've been talking to people, but very disappointed.
Maybe this is a training session for a future councilman.
There you go.
Since you brought up Carolina Beach, do we have an idea now of what they may be charging us for their renovations and everything?
I don't know.
They haven't passed a budget.
They haven't done that yet, so we'll get that here shortly. Oh, no,
they have to approve their budget. So we set the rate right at our council meeting. In that, they talked about two capital projects that may impact the rate in the future year, and we asked them to make sure we were included on the plans and stuff.
Yeah,
until they approve their, you're against the capital project.
Oh, no, I was going to say their estimate at that point was that was like 1.2 million. The part that would affect us, but then we only take
24%
of that.
And then it's financed
over the life of their bonds.
25 years.
Yeah, whatever the bonds are going to be, and then that amount would be divided by 12, and we pay it out over 25.
But we want to make sure to get a breakdown of what it is and the cost and breakdown of the job, because we want to take a look at that.
Yeah. So we did tell them at the last sewer authority meeting, they won't know until they get an approved budget what they're planning to do next year, right? And they're working through that. They got all that big bond stuff that they're putting in, right? They're $57 million or whatever, but the sewer plant part is a way smaller part. So, I mean, I don't think our sewer rate's going to change drastically. And if Sunny executes our plan to divert more sewer to the sewer plant, whatever they do, we'll pay less to Carolina Beach probably, if we can send a significant amount to. And if we can get citizens to decrease use in the peak times, will be even better. So I think we're going to be okay. I think we're going to surprise them and they're going to be unhappy, but whatever.
Steve did ask me how we were doing in our budget process.
I'm sure he did.
I think he was fishing. Yeah. I did tell him, I said, we have our own problems, Steve. Don't be looking this way. So that.
I was asked by someone if Carolina Beach had approached us to help pay for their infrastructure, and I was like, well, I hope they don't think that's going to work. So they haven't talked to me about it, but I can't believe Carolina Beach would ever consider paying for infrastructure in the town of Carolina Beach.
Well, that's the reason I made a statement.
Yeah.
Let's just make sure that we're not doing that.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Steve also asked if there was any consolidations that maybe we could share expenses on. And I said, probably not. I don't believe so.
Yeah, that's probably about every 10 years.
Yeah, every time they have money problems, they want to sell it for you. Because they see our general fund so much.
Probably every year.
Yeah, you're right. You're probably right.
It probably just doesn't get far enough. So you hear more than we do.
Cool. We take a break.
Sure. So, what have we got left? Because
Well, I think now it moves on to the other items on the agenda. I think there was a continuation of the discussion about salary bands and additional information, and then the request for architectural services.
I have to leave at 11, so I don't want to fail out, but I trust the council on both of the other two issues. We can, I think we'll take a bathroom break, we still have 30 minutes to talk about salary bands. Get out of here. Thank you. Yeah, don't close the door. There will wait to the end of the day before.
Okay, since David will have to leave at 11, we're going to talk about our comprehensive plan or community vision day first, and then go to the salary bands and the architectural services. And I will try to make this as quick as possible. Okay, the first thing is I want everybody in here to take a deep breath. Okay? Yeah. And remember the t-shirt, keep calm. We had about 50 people show up for visioning day, and everybody who was there, I don't know that they had a lot of fun, but they seemed to enjoy it and got a few things out of it. As far as moving on from here, and I would like to have feedback from all of you. We'll be working on this until January of next year, January or February, in time for next year's budget. We are looking at, something may come up that could be taken care of immediately, like the curb over there at K Avenue that Sun is going to take care of. Could be taken care of immediately to things that may take 10 years or more to accomplish. We're putting together focus groups, 7 focus groups that will be looking at different issues that came out of the recommendations from the group that was there on the 10th of April. Oh, I already see a misspelled word. Okay. Anyway, let me go quickly through these focus groups and let you know there may be things that are missing here that should be included. Groups may look at these and say there are too many things. We need to either combine them or cut back on them. And there may be issues that the council absolutely will say we're not ever going to talk about that or consider that, so take it off your list. We're not going to get into a lot of discussion about that today. If that should come up, then I would ask that council members would go through the list and let me know individually which ones you would like to totally delete, and the answer can be quote, because I said so. The leaders, we have leaders or people in each of the groups that agreed to be a leader of these focus groups, with the exception of infrastructure. This was one of the biggest groups, but I would say the people who were there had the least knowledge on this, even though they may have a lot of interest, they had the least knowledge. So right now, we do not have a leader for that focus group. And maybe Sonny or David can talk about that and come up with a recommendation. But you can see under there all of the things that they recommend. And it's not water and sewer, it's water and sewer. It's a W missing in there. I wanted to put the consolidation on here to let you know that this is one of the many areas where that suggestion came. Not something that I suggested or put on here because I want to, but you can delete it because David has already pointed out that his is dead, will not let this happen soon.
I didn't say my dad. I said that.
He's sitting there shaking.
Fire department board. I did not say my dad. I said the board of directors for the fire department, who he's not on.
Well, we're deleting. I am deleting that. Okay. If there's anybody that would like to keep that on there as an issue, we'll be glad to keep it. But that's one of the ones that we are taking off. Yes.
I think it would be something useful if there was a discussion if there were services within the departments that could be consolidated even more than there are. There probably aren't because staff is so small and everything runs through people in town hall anyway. But
Could you give me an example? I'm not sure.
So there may be something that all the department heads do that they do individually that could be done by one person in the administration for all of the departments. It might be. I can't think of anything that it is because all the paperwork for all the departments right now runs through town hall. So.
Okay.
What exactly would be personnel that needs to put in place? I guess you're going to have. Right. So that's.
Because I'm sure all of our other departments have to dump all the paperwork in the street.
And that's certainly, you know, if we could come up with a design for town hall, even the design of that might help that be more beneficial or actually make it happen. Okay, any questions about infrastructure? Public safety, Commissioner Dugan has agreed to be the chairman for that group. We did have a couple of people interested in that, Jim, which I'll be glad to talk to you about, but figured it's more important for him to be working with the police department and the fire department on anything that we can look at that might be coming up in the next 5 to 10 years, whether it's staffing or capital outlay or anything that you guys might recommend that we could improve on. Transportation, John Allen has agreed to be the chair for that, and as you can see, there some of the issues there that came up. We had two issues that were extremely popular, and I thought one had overshadowed the other, but when I went back and looked, they were really pretty equal. And one of them, obviously, parking, and the other one, bike paths. And so on transportation, almost every single one had bike paths indicated as an issue. But under transportation, I took parking out to make it a focus area all by itself. But meanwhile, under transportation, sometime if you can give me any recommendations for anything you think should go in there that maybe these people didn't think of. And also, we'll be communicating with Charlie Allen's group to see if they've had any issues that they should have done some research on there. We'd like to have input on.
Have you got any input on what seasonal enforcement is?
No, and I'll tell you on several of these, I don't fully understand them, and so I would like to go back to the tables that did that and find out the table leaders what they really meant by that issue.
Yeah, because that probably could be put under police and fire protection.
Could be put, and a lot of these really fall under several different committees, so that in addition, committees are going to have to be somewhat working with each other also.
Can I get about that seasonal enforcement? As I recall, I think it had to do with enforcing like speed limits, and I guess parking would be under that. But where there are infractions to generate more revenue through fines, I think that's what that was about.
Okay. And we'll also was at the meeting, agreed to be chairman for that, and what I really tried to find were people who had no vested interest at all, no biased, no preconceived agenda for this one in particular. Orla has owned property here for 30 years or more, has lived here for several years, I think a couple of you know him. I met him, I worked for him in the 70s when he was the city manager for Winston-Salem and has been city manager in cities all over the country. I feel like he comes with good knowledge and experience on this issue, but at the same time does not come to us with an agenda of what should be done and should not be done. And of course, as David pointed out earlier, they need to be and will be in touch with SLAP and what has already been done. And we'll get to a little bit more on this in a second. Social well-being. This is where I put the bicycling under here. Like I said, even though it had been expressed in almost every single table and area, with it being more of a recreational activity. And these were some of the ideas, these were the ideas that had come out of that area with some of the tables. Alan Oliver, it would be a part-time employee this summer with this town. He worked with us some last year. He's the recreation director and assistant city manager in Greensboro and also in High Point. And I think he and Nikki have been working together very closely. Certainly has a lot of respect for Nikki. So again, I think he comes with a lot of expertise and experience. What we need is just more input from the town, which we'll also get to in a minute. Environment, it was difficult to find a chairman for this, except for Mo Lindquist. It was interesting, some of the issues that did not come up that I was kind of surprised about. And Sonny, I don't know what sewage means under there. I'll have to
I guess we just don't want it to go anywhere except in the treatment plant.
Yeah, yeah.
Runoff, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe runoff.
Might meant that more so than sewage.
Yeah, that would be my guess.
Under business, I was absolutely blown away at all the people who were interested in the business area, and so glad that George had that down as first and very interested in staying involved and participating. Craig has agreed to work with EO on the chairmanship here, and I was really surprised at all the different issues that came up, more so than any other group. So they'll be looking at lots of interesting things, and I was so surprised that nobody said raise the 35-foot.
I guess that's not on the table here.
If George had been at that table, I think you heard about it.
Well, he got none of the property either.
But like I said, some of these, they may need to condense the number of issues that they're looking at because it would be difficult to research each one of these. And this is what each focus group is being asked to do. They pick the major issues that they're working on. And we'll take parking because parking is the focus area and it is the main issue. They need to look at all alternatives that could be available, including do nothing, paid parking, no paid parking. Look at the pros and cons, survey the residents as to their input on this issue, and we'll be talking about that a lot more. Susan Sinclair has agreed to be in charge of the, of putting the surveys together and working on that. She's UNCW professor who does this all the time and has a lot of expertise in that area. They need to look at a, the issue they're looking at for paid parking example, the sustainability and the cost effectiveness, which means some of them will be coming to Arlen. Staffing requirements if necessary, the repercussions, an example was the cost to our, if we decided to ban plastic bags, what would be the cost to our local businesses here? If we did paid parking or almost any type of parking, what would be the repercussions to the residential areas and how could they be addressed? Are there any changes in legislation or ordinances that would be required in with this, whatever issue that you have? Is there legislation that forbids us from doing whatever you would like to do or we would like to do? If required, how would the issue be enforced? Paid parking, how is that going to be enforced? And of course, the police department would have to weigh in on that. What kind of collaboration would it involve? Would it mean working with Carolina Beach or the county or the state or even Sunny Point, the bicycling? The very first thing, and Alan and I have talked about this, and Mike at MPO and a couple others here, about going on and sitting down and talking with Sunny Point and asking them what will they allow us to do and what they won't. And if there are areas they absolutely will not allow us to have bike paths on, there's no reason to pursue it. If there are areas that they're going to require, like they are with Carolina Beach, a mile, 2 miles, even 3 miles of fencing, and Sunny's coming up with some figures on that, that may be so totally outrageous that we cannot consider that, and we just have to look at other ways in the town that we address bike and pedestrian paths. And then target dates. It, again, is this something that can be done immediately, according to Mike Kolowski at the MPO? If we pursue a bike path that is already approved in the Greenway plan and already in the DOT plan, that will take anywhere from 3 to 5 years to accomplish. And for some things, for public works, it may be something that's even 10 years out. Or if we're looking at a new fire truck, maybe 5 to 10 years out. But they need to have some deadlines and some target dates on here. Like I mentioned with the surveys, Susan Sinclair has agreed to head that up. We'll be compiling a survey for residents and a survey for absentee property owners. We'll have to decide on a survey tool. I know I've talked to Nancy about this, and maybe get Susan and Nancy together and look at what the best survey tool would be for the city to use. And then the focus groups, and you guys offering suggestions on what do we want feedback on and what specifically is it we would like to have. And then if you do any kind of surveys, like the short-term rentals, be sure that that's coordinated and we don't overdo it with our residents on surveys. Then we had several people who offered some clerical or administrative assistance, and maybe you can see what their strong points are. So that's kind of where we are now. I mainly wanted to get any feedback from the council and the department heads on support of moving ahead of ahead on this, and any comments that you might have.
I would have a comment on we should make sure that we have at least an awareness to the land use plan to see if there's any impacts or direction in that. could be potential changes to that, or there should be some general direction of that, that in some of these areas.
In addition to that, you know, the land use plan is supposed to be done every 5 years, and we're over
10 years old.
10 years old, and a lot of the stuff in there is 13 years old. So, you know, somebody may be looking at that and see which areas that we need to look at redoing the land use plan to.
And then there's just one comment because of my own position is, let's make sure we don't have government overreach in some of these suggestions, that's all.
Can you give me an example on what you're talking about?
I don't know, depending on regulations limiting certain freedoms without really, you know, understanding the impacts and implications, which I think you talk about. It's just a statement that, and frankly, you actually do say stuff about, please understand costs to local businesses if you're going to recommend things. It's one thing to say, geez, I really like this. It's something to understand what it means. So I think you got it covered.
Yeah. They really, really need to look at the repercussions on any issue that is talked about. Okay. Any other comments?
So just four surveys, whether it's for room oxytest or any of these, they need to be approved by council before they go out. So
well, sure.
I don't want any of these groups to send a survey out from the town of Curry Beach through the staff without council reviewing any improvement.
So well, first of all, the individual groups will not be doing surveys. We can't have seven surveys out there. It would be a consolidation of what we really need feedback on. Not whether or not you believe in the sea level rise, but more of, I think we were talking earlier, are you willing to pay increase in taxes for such and such, to maintain public safety, to, you know, to have a bicycle path down Dell Road, to, you know, and they can. But I really trust Susan in being able to take our ideas and put it in there logically, and yes, we would not send anything out without the department heads reviewing it and council approving it.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, I mean, you asked for feedback, that's my feedback is, you know, if we're asking citizens questions, council should review it and understand the question. So when it goes out, we're all in agreement that that's a question we want to ask, whatever it is, right?
And especially if people come to you with questions, so
right.
You'll be able to answer them.
I mean, you know, and the other thing is council, we can't build an expectation that, okay, if all the citizens say you're never going to raise taxes, are we really going to do that? Because then we're not doing our job. So as you send out surveys, you got to think about what is this question to put the expectation in our citizens? Because if our citizens think, well, if I just say no to this and 95% say you shouldn't raise taxes, is the council going to do that? I would argue I'm not going to do that because I'm going to do what's right for the town. And I would hope council feels the same way, right? So when you make a survey, you got to understand the question you're asking. Are you making people think they're more empowered than you're willing to give them? And maybe you guys are, but I just want to make sure we at least consider that, right? And we should discuss it because I value our citizens very much, but I know if you just ask one question, because this happens all the time, hey, you know, are you against taxes? Everyone's against taxes, right? Every single person's against taxes. Because you didn't then explain, well, do you want the same services? Everyone wants the same services. In fact, we want better services, right? We want bypass, we want this, we want that. And then, they answered the two questions, they're in opposition, which one's more important? And if you make bad surveys, you can easily get that, and then what do you do with it? So I'm just concerned that we consider that as surveys.
Well, that's why I'm really glad we have somebody who does this regularly in their job that I trust will come up with something very reasonable.
On your focus groups needs to address the repercussions, you mentioned the possibility of the topic being banning plastic bags and yet banning plastic bags isn't a topic under any of the stuff.
I just do that.
Oh.
one other point, public infrastructure. facilities to that, Emily, because I'm talking about like the baseball field and the things that we have as a town that we all support. Maybe they, that ought to be looked at, how we want to manage that.
I think that's good. Good. Anybody else? The rest of you are being called. And if you, if there's somebody you would like to recommend to be on one of these groups or you'd like for us to talk to, these are just people who volunteered. You'd be more than glad to have one of those. Charlie Allard will have to go through a special application process. We'll be talking to him a lot about what he's doing. Okay. You want to do the salary band, Nancy?
Okay, good.
It won't impact us.
Okay, good.
Except maybe one employee we look to. pretty much on call all the time, 24/7.
But we don't have a town policy on comp time for management, right?
We do. No, we don't. We do for overtime and emergency situations, and we have a very special classification for exempt employees in a storm or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Which it has to be. The town doesn't pay it.
It's like a mission payment.
But there is something in the policy that I think it says exempt employees don't get a comp time. Because we pay comp time if you have, if a non-exempt has comp time on the records and they leave employment, we pay that out. But for management, exempt employees we do not.
We had no comp time in other departments. So
right, and the council changed that a few years ago. I think my department's the only one. We have a choice of doing comp time or overtime, but we have so little of you, except Nikki, who works around the clock pretty much, it seems like, nights and weekends.
I've got a question. So on, just from a process perspective, band 2 and 3 are experience requirement positions to a large extent, so I would imagine that those are negotiable points when we're dealing with people for those positions, potentially those ranges. But what are you doing about band 1? Are those the official starting salaries for anybody in band 1 as a new employee?
No, I think you would do the same thing. If you have a new employee with absolutely no experience whatsoever, you should hire at minimum. But if you're hiring somebody coming from another town doing the same job with some experience, you should be closer in the midpoint.
Right. Okay.
You say closer to the midpoint. It doesn't have to be the midpoint. It can
right.
be somewhere in between.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The point would be if they're making 30, right, and they want to work for us, and we you might offer them 32 or something, as opposed to 34, but you certainly wouldn't get them at 28.
Right.
So. That's,
right, and
that's
this gives you
question.
More flexibility
right.
to do that, but the pay grade, you have to find another slot in pay grade to move them into, and a lot of times, particularly between the exempt and non-exempt, there was no room to negotiate with that.
But that would be true in all of them except, you know, that would be true in all of them, not just the first day,
yeah.
right?
Oh yeah, yeah. right. Yeah. The reason I brought it up that way is I wanted to see what the process was going to be.
Right.
What I'm looking for at this point is, do I have consensus to council to continue with this? Because then I have to do some amendments to personnel policy and come back and give you more specifics about those types of questions. How one employee moves from one band to the next, or demotion and all that sort of thing. Or do you want to not even do this and just have you do some upgrades to the current pay grade and classification?
What are the departments doing? Does this help you, hurt you, or you don't really care either way for as you're staffing?
I don't see where it affects me a whole bunch because all my people, just about except very few, maybe three, is affected other than in band 1.
Right.
You see the number there at 11?
Yes.
That's all my guys.
I know. But I'm just saying.
I mean, I'm more concerned about is the numbers up there.
You have a couple in band 2. Right.
That's what I said, two or three people.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
me and two other ones.
Yeah. So, no, I'm just saying that conceptually, instead of the pay grades and all the complexity and all that big chart that no one ever looks at anyway,
right.
simplifying it to this, do you care either way? Chief, do you care either way?
No.
No.
The Long Town Council really takes in consideration what the department heads are saying about the starting salary.
Well, I think, at least for me, I mean, so I take what you guys say about it, because I expect you to be looking at what it's costing to get people, but we're also going to survey out into what other communities are paying, and we're going to pay the rate of the market
yeah.
rate.
Yeah.
We're going to use the market rate, right?
Yeah, there's, you know, we if you want to do that, we need to break this down, I mean, to a point.
Right.
You have to understand that ours is a little bit different almost all the way through the public works department as far as what these people can do and what
right.
they can do.
Yeah.
That's
what
we need to arrange something.
You know, you go look at Carolina Beach, they have stormwater people, they
yeah,
have trash right. people, they have, we don't, we do it all. So that's the reason I was bringing up that. So there was not understanding this guy's going to start off, but he's going to start off on the back of the garbage truck, but we're going to pay him $28,000. For the next days, we'll be on the back of the backhoe,
right.
operating the backhoes.
So I just want to make sure that.
I've been sitting here the last 5 or 10 minutes, you know, thinking exactly on your level up there. And what I see your guys do, to me, is more in the area B than it is in the area A. And I would, exactly what you just said, you're going to require them to do so many different things that they're going to have to be trained, have experience, be able to be trained quickly.
I think that the numbers that I'm looking at here is probably pretty fair as long as we understand what I just said.
Yeah, exactly right.
As long as we can make that adjustment.
Higher than what you.
And if this is accepted, it's perfectly reasonable to assume that there may be a personnel may move around.
Right.
Or
I'm going to have more mid-management people coming up in the next few years.
Well, so I think, as I understand this, right, this is not prescriptive. So this is the data we currently have, right? So if you were going to hire a new public works guy and they had no experience, we say you should be more towards the minimum, right? If they've got experience, just like Nancy said, you would hire more towards the market midpoint. Because that's the midpoint of your actual guys, right? Unless you were hiring a really experienced guy, then, okay, I'm going to put him above these other guys.
So right. If you get a ringer.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
That's the one I'm making.
And I think, we look to you to say that, and you know, you and the personnel department work through that, and then if it's a concern, you come to your personal, you know, your liaison and say, look, I'm going above this recommendation, but here's why. Council needs to say you're with me on this.
Right.
And we would do that. If you needed an OCR guy and you were hiring him from somewhere else, you know, he's going to do all your sampling and have all certifications so you don't have to pay for that. You're buying him, basically. We recognize it's going to be higher than all your trash guys.
Right.
Because he's already got all the certifications that you need, because you need another one, right?
I understand.
I think we're with you on that.
I think that the numbers are pretty good. 34 to 51 on the midpoint of the thing.
Now, what I'm going to say is we come and go.
Yes, you
said at the table.
And
you guys don't do it. And I have to say, when we personally looked at each and every individual, not by name, but by class, well, actually by name, I was impressed with the way that the salaries were actually managed between people coming in and that there was differentiation between all the levels. You guys continue to do that. That's no vote. This should not jump in to what you're already doing.
Right. Yeah.
This is just.
It's just simplified us, I think.
Yeah.
It makes it easier for you guys to explain to your guys if it comes up instead of that huge chart that, you know, I don't know if y'all ever pulled it out.
And this market midpoint, because somebody wanted the last meeting, of course, runs back to that benchmark we talked about last year in the study.
Yeah.
In comparison to the 13 other towns.
Correct.
Yeah, but how many of those 13 other towns actually did none?
Well, we tried to get as close as we could, but a lot of them outsourced.
There's not such a thing. That's the point I was making with the public works part here. It's not such a thing.
We actually had to pull from other industries on this, because it's landscaping and it's street
industries. It just isn't a perfect match.
There is no.
Because
you guys are in need. That's what I'm thinking.
That's the point I was making from the first statement I said.
Okay, good. One concern I have with this, though, seeing the fire ban starting at 34,276, and I understand in the proposed budget we're looking at 30 as a hiring. When I had talked to Ed earlier, I thought he had said 35. So we have a problem, and I don't know if I need to adjust the minimum lower if we decide to go with this.
If they think that's the market, I think you should. You should make your demand. If Ed's looking at the market out there and the market is down, you need to make sure our band covers what he thinks he can hire people up. Now, if he runs into problems, I think you might have to adjust it.
The market out there for people that's already qualified and have their EMT training very limited.
Well, then we need to fix the budget. Because
we don't have to train. 30 is a good number.
Okay. So then we need to fix this.
Yeah. So all the minimums will be 20 to 25% lower?
Or you can do for just C, if you want that one, and put an asterisk and say it's because we're staffing up for this year only. I mean, there's a lot of ways you can do it, or I might do it whichever way you do it, but I think
the chief said untrained, so this might be for a fully trained guy.
Or you get old training, maybe they get up to that.
On a yearly basis, you can change your
numbers. I'm just saying, before we approve it, it needs to be open enough so that we can hire the four people.
What was the number you used for the four?
Well, I used what pay rate was 30.
Above 30, right?
Yeah, that's what was given as part of the budget.
So he needs the flexibility to really make that decision.
But we're also
need to do to change it.
If we're also going to have a certain pay philosophy that would meet market, then your minimum needs to be not so far below that midpoint that the midpoint will never catch up.
Well, I think what the chief's saying is the market midpoint's wrong for an untrained fireman.
Yes.
That's the issue.
Yeah, I think an asterisk that says this is for a completely certified position.
Right.
And since we're hiring a professional certified.
I'm trying to steal somebody already working for another department of certification.
The issue of the professional
certified.
Right. If you're going to hire an uncertified, then you can go below that level.
If you're going with people that's looking to get into the industry.
Or you add to band A, not completely certified firefighter. And then they're in band A, and then when they get certified, they move
seat.
So I think you just add in band A that other role, and then if he hires in the band A, they're in band A because they're not certified.
Okay.
Cool.
Hours are based on 40 hours a week.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Whereas when you go to the mid section like she had on there, there's 40 hours a week people and there's 35 hours a week people.
Okay.
Okay? So there is a difference.
Okay.
And you know, you can look at salary, give the salaries all you want to. All these people are hourly employees.
Yeah.
Okay? So there is a difference.
Yeah, it's based on 40 hours. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, only a month and a half. So I just want town council to understand that.
So this is the data. Okay.
Any questions on that one?
No. So it looks real simple.
There will be office support. Yeah, minimum, midpoint, maximum. They're following the midpoint above and between the minimum and the midpoint.
Yeah, good.
And that's the place we've been in town
for a long time. Can you go back to the other person now and understand our show? Okay.
I see the service on the button.
No, that's the number. Each employee is a number. So each of those dots is employee number 1, number 2, number 3. So for showing this, if we ever do it again, which we may not, the middle, the midpoint, and actually make lines so then we can see where people are. But this is good. No, it's straight data. It's just unit. Cool. Okay. I understand.
One city is fire. There's only 2 employees. You can see one is just above, and that was the most recent fire. And
okay.
The other one's
Three
years ago.
Okay.
And this is your police.
Okay.
There's only 6. And this one's 7 again, your midpoint and above.
Yeah.
I think most of the recent fires were already trained and certified.
Yes.
And 2 bin management. I've got 1 there on the end, that's $1,000 by minimum, but if you keep the 2% there in
college. That'll catch them up.
Right.
Okay.
And then band 3 is your department heads and a couple of exempt employees.
Cool. Okay. Cool. That's cool. That's good data, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Oops. And that's it for that. So I'm just looking for direction. Can I pursue it and come back by the May council meeting with more details and amendments to the personnel policy?
I think it's good.
Yeah, I think
we want to do it about
easy to train using the working
firefighter.
Yeah, I think I'll do a training band, maybe. This personnel policy, if you come in as a trainee, even after your 6 month probation, if you're running, they think you need to be, you get 6% of this.
Well, one issue that may take more than 6 months.
Right.
And two, if you make it a year instead of 6 months for that one band, the budget works out better. Because then we can budget for them. If you make it 6 months, we need to fix the budget. Because they budget for a year.
It just says that once you've met your 6 month probationary, then you can, if they're up to where they need to be. And if you're not, then.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay.
That's not a problem we had with the police because all the years of having certified to retire.
I apologize to the council and department heads for leaving. Thank you for all the good work by the whole staff. It looks really good. And Arlen, I'm interested to see the message there.
I guess too.
Structure. So there's not any real, the only benefit I could see that they have lot of staff members that can put a junior person on it and somebody else supervising. But so can the others. So it's it is curious. I would like to see the proposal on what they are offering based on the others. And the same here. I'll take a look at it.
You didn't look at what's left there.
But you sent out you sent out a package with the same thing. I mean, you didn't.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And if you don't still have your package, I can give you another one of what was in the proposal that I sent out.
They all met the requirements of the proposal.
Yes.
Bottom line, what we're looking for is just a rendering of what can be possible with a couple different ideas.
Yep.
And then a cost estimate on doing the whole project. That's what we're looking for, and that's what these are going to be paid for.
Majority, so, $30K in a budget, but these are the offered costs.
The majority of fire stations are going to have the same thing. It's just going to be different dimensions and different locations.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully, everyone that we've talked to told them we're interested in metal buildings as far as fire department is concerned. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay.
Oakley Collier, business since 1988, and based out of Rocky Mount. Have done the Havelock City Hall and the East End Fire Annex, Swansburg Rec Center, Eatonton Police Department, Riverbend Town Hall Police Department, Seaboard Municipal Police Department, and Carteret County General Services Office Building. They're actually the highest at $28,500, but they did say that 50% of the fee would be credited to the project fees if the project moves forward.
I can't find which one it was when I went through last night, but when you're going through them, there is one in here that the square footage in the building, look closely at that and what the building cost. There's one of these in here, their building's cost per square footage almost double what everybody else's. And I just watch out for that, please.
Well,
what is the cost projection versus
but each one can't be that different. Because you might have been looking at a different building they built. A lot of it's got to do with the finishes and the equipment that was used and things
like
that.
Would you say we're looking at approximately 200 square feet? I mean, $200 per square foot or less?
I have no idea.
Because some of these were like $300, $400.
I don't see any reason why we couldn't do this whole project for $2 million, though.
Does that have anything to do with whether it's LEED certification or not?
It didn't seem to. I from looking at the pictures, the buildings were just fancier and had lots of extra stuff. I don't think LEED is that expensive.
Right. Working out the green sustainable. Stuart Cooper and Newell, business since 1972. Throughout that career, they've done 300 fire stations, EMS, and law enforcement facilities, and they're based in Gastonia. Some projects recent are feasibility study for Bowling Springs Lake, police and town hall renovation, new Hanover County fire stations at Federal Point in Murrayville, Jacksonville, North Carolina fire station number 2, Beaufort fire station, Coastal Carolina Community College fire training facility, and Holden Beach new town hall and police department complex. They came in at $22,500 for the requested services. Then they threw in quotes for stormwater, preliminary stormwater design, and $2,750 for engineering review of existing building, plumbing, mechanical. That one, a review of the existing building, I think is built in and all price. And then the last one is Becker Morgan, been in business since 83 with offices in Wilmington, North Carolina, Maryland, and Delaware. Recent projects with Wilmington Fire Stations 3 and 5, Wilmington Police Department, New Hanover County Fire Station, Ocean City, Maryland Fire Department Headquarters, District of Columbia Fire Department, and the UNCW Police. And they came in at $18,500 and some reimbursable amounts for mileage and so forth. So I think we've got, every one of them seems to have built the kind of buildings that we're looking at and done the office planning. I don't know how you want to proceed. If John wants to make a recommendation or not, he spent more time with them than I did.
These are all non-professionals, right, John?
Yes, sir. Earl, like I said, I haven't had time to
and give some of these people a call. While we had people that they had worked for and just see what, you know, kind of get a recommendation from them.
They have those contact information in those packets for the buildings.
You're right, we need to look at that baseline, see what's in the baseline, and say, well, the other guy's so much more, or question him as to is this in it, this isn't. You know, because he's pretty far off what would appear to be market. But since 1955, they probably figure they got a good stable of backlog and existing jobs that they could refer to.
So, any recommendations on when you guys would like to meet them?
And do you want to interview?
Well, not at the next meeting, no. I think we should narrow it down to maybe two or three and really check their references and then bring those in for an interview. But we shouldn't be doing interviewing at the next meeting.
We need to work to get ourselves set up to be responsive and make the next meeting worth something. Meetings with the architect worth something, right?
Yes.
I mean, John certainly has background that can do it, but the rest of us should have some of our own questions.
It's not like the park. Yes. We had, 12, 14 that we originally picked from. We very quickly knocked that down to about five and then concentrated on those five.
I was going to say that.
It was very methodically done.
Yes, it was methodically.
I think we arrived at the wrong position.
Yeah, that's another reason.
Well, you could have gone.
So that could be some
Well, we would have gone to the only gym.
But Craig has a good suggestion here. It's another reason for us to get together and talk about what kind of questions John would normally ask, and is there something in particular Craig would want to know that you know if
you I think the only thing to feel good about it. You need to look at the buildings they submitted, if you'd like to look.
Yeah.
Once we interview them, how are they reacting to us, our concerns? I mean, those are all decisions we all need to make, because you need to feel good about it first.
And
one
of these kids at Riceville Beach, public safety building, I forget which one. I didn't list it because it was a recent project. But there's a fund that was there.
Yeah.
Well, I think most of us have been in the public safety building.
Yeah.
And a number of times. And,
yeah, one of them did the new town hall building for Leland.
Yeah.
That was stretching off right
now. Yeah, that was, yeah.
It's
like assisted living.
Huge. Yes, it does. And going in the front of it, it's gigantic open space with the escalators and that one had cost them it's like.
So what are you thinking for me?
How long does everybody think they need to absorb some of this?
And then the other question is, are you going to want to interview architects at that meeting? Are you going to want to interview at all, or just meet and then ask someone to come to the main meeting to interview?
I think there's some things we need to talk about among ourselves before we interview. And we may decide to interview all.
One night?
Sure. Well, at least in my experience, I got through two of them, and then as I started reading the others, I had to go back through the other two because there were always things that were different, things that matched up.
How much lead time do we need for public notice?
So, 6 p.m.?
For a special meeting, 48 hours.
So are you talking about at our next council meeting or sometime before then?
There's a department head meeting on the 12th. At 8.
That's fair.
We'll get out in that morning.
Yeah, I think that's a good time for us to take a look through these things. And, that's more than enough to even make me go. Last question.
Right there.
The 12th. on Tuesday right after Parks and Rec, and all of you from the Parks and Rec.
It doesn't work directly, no.
Six o'clock on Tuesday the 10th.
Tuesday the 10th, 6 o'clock.
I'll look at that. What was your budget again?
Thank you.